Joe Benedict has been officially welcomed to the 2008 World Youth Day in Australia. Sean Patrick Lovett is in Sydney and has this report.
The trouble is, it's just so drop-dead gorgeous. The city of Sydney, I mean. So watching the welcome ceremony on Thursday afternoon was like looking at a series of picture postcards strung together in sequence. The papal boatercade gliding its way through Sydney Harbour from Rose Bay to Barangaroo, beneath the iconic Harbour Bridge and past the sculpturesque Opera House, the glittering city skyline in the distance. The multicoloured tapestry of young people waving and cheering from the shore. The Pope himself chatting amicably with the lucky few who were privileged to sail along with him. The flags of 170 nations giving added significance to the world dimension of World Youth Day. Greeted by Aboriginal elders and young Indigenous Australians as spiritual father rather than colonial invader, among the first sounds the Pope heard on his arrival, aside from the yelling and screaming, that is, were the voices of a children's choir singing Tu es Petrus in the Gadigal language of the Sydney area. There were other signs, too, that this is a World Youth Day with strong Oceania overtones. The symbolic procession of the gospel carried to the Pope inside a carved miniature canoe in a reenactment of how the good news was brought by the first Christian missionaries to the islands of Tokelau. Constant references by both Cardinal Pell and the Pope in their discourses to the indigenous peoples.
I wish firstly to thank the Aboriginal elders for welcoming me prior to my boarding the boat at Rose Bay. I am deeply moved to stand on your land, knowing the suffering and injustice it has borne. But aware too of the healing and hope that are now at work, rightly bringing prayer to all Australian citizens.
Addressing the young people from a flaming red podium, the Pope spoke of the light and darkness of existence, from the awe-inspiring beauty of creation, of which humanity is the apex, to the wounds and scars in the environment and in our personal lives that indicate something is amiss.
At the heart of the marvel of creation are you and I, the human family, crowned with glory and honor. How astounding. With the psalmist, we whisper, what is man that you are mindful of him? And drawn into silence, into a spirit of thanksgiving, into the power of holiness, we ponder. What do we discover? Perhaps reluctantly we came to a knowledge that there are also spheres which mark the surface of our earth. Erosion, deforestation, the squandering of the world's mineral and ocean resources in order to fuel an insatiable consumption.
The Pope repeated his warning against the dangers of relativism that makes experience all important.
There's also something sinister which stems from the fact that freedom and tolerance are so often separated from truth. This is fueled by the notion, widely held today, that there are no absolute truths to guide our lives. Relativism, by indiscriminately giving value to practically everything, has made experience all important. Yet, experience is detached from any consideration of what is good and true can lead not to genuine freedom, but to moral or intellectual confusion, to lowering of standards, to loss of self-respect, and even to despair. Dear friends, life is not governed by chance, it is not random. Your very existence has been willed by God, blessed, and given a purpose. Life is not just a succession of events or experiences, helpful so many of them are. It is a search for the true, the good, and the beautiful.
It was a message that echoed the catecheses, or learning and sharing sessions, the young people have been attending in nearly 250 locations across the city and in 29 different languages. Sessions centered on the theme of the Holy Spirit and on mission. When the Pope left, this time by way of a more traditional motorcade, most of the young people stayed behind, eager to guzzle some good old Aussie grub and to rock around the clock with the many entertainment groups laid on for the occasion. After all, you're only young once. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.